I'm starting a little early so I can say read the prayer list. So if you're new to the center, if you're new to Wednesday class, what we'll do is we're going to chant praises to the 21 Torahs and other prayers before Geshe-la arrives. And then when Geshe-la arrives, after he sits down, we'll be reciting the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga. And the text is in the bin right there. There's two texts in the bin. There's one text for the Guru Yoga, and then there's this one that says Kadampa Center. So if you need to take, get both of those. And and then after we finish this Guru Yoga, we'll go back to this. We'll go to the White Prayer Book, to the first, the back of the first bay sheet, and we'll read the short mandala offering before the teaching and the request to turn the wheel of Dharma. And then Geshe-la will start reciting the Refuge of Bodhicitta prayer, which is on the flip side at the bottom of that first bay sheet. And then I believe he says there's some prayer of his own. And then he will start teaching on this nine similes that are in the from the Diamond Cutter Sutra. And that's in the Gold Book on page 6 at the top, where it says, a star, visual aberration, a flame of a lamp. He is going to finish teaching that, the fourth characteristics. We've already been through the first three characteristics. And then I think he might be teaching on some mantras, maybe the cloud offering. And then so we're not going to be working on the usual text that we have been working on, which is the Great Treatise on the Stages of the Path to Enlightenment, Volume 1. This is the one that we were working on. We were on chapter on Varieties of Karma. We were finishing that, and we'll probably start on the Perfection of Generosity. So that, but we won't be, I don't think we'll be using this text for a couple of weeks, perhaps. Okay. Oops. So I'm going to read the prayer list very quickly while everyone's getting their things together. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters, all the Tibetans who have been killed or taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom, Donna Corey, Connie Estes, Paul Foyle, Fanny Lewis, Will Manson, Hansa Pandya, Bob Perry's, Alan Smith, Mariposa, the Wonderful Cat. Job Search. Jim Kay, Roseanne Barona, James Illick, Greg Reaver, Ashlyn Kloss, Pooja Sarai, Lindsay Piotti, Sandy Wimbish. Prayers for Health and Well-Being. Kyabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Turki Lamo, Venerable Bosan Tsering. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Russell Allen, Lisa Baranski, Jim Barnes, Roseanne Barona, Harvey Blom, Elizabeth Campanile, Anwar Congo, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Rita Dodrell, family of Paul Foyle, Nancy Osterhoff, Dee Freeman and her daughter Lily, Mildred Gooch, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson, Buddy, Helen Katsanoff, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Danny Love and Family, R.M., family of Will Manson, Judy Martin and Andrea Martin, Sean McGarity and Family, Tom McGinnity, Brian Miller, Vicki Lee Oldershaw, family of Hansa Pandya, Jay Pandya, Pierre Parenteau, family of Bob Perry's, Anna Papard and her many cousins throughout the Ukraine, Aunt Polly, Eileen Rubin and Family, Dr. Albert Sanz, Jeannie Shario, David Schenk, Rosemary Cease, Roy Sorbit, Lobsan Tubtim, Andre Zoltan Vass, Dion Washington, Pat Watts, Deborah Webb, Sandy Wimbush, Dorje, and Kadra the Pigs. So if you'll take the white prayer book and turn to the first green sheet. Actually, I think it's the second green sheet. And so let's recite the praises to the 21 Taras. From your sublime abode at the Potala, Uttara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara. You who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage to our swift heroic, I saw something instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Three Worlds, Turbone Lotus, homage he whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with light rays resplendent as a thousand star collection, homage golden blue and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort comasterities, patience meditation her sphere, homage crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection, homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings, worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Brahma Maru, honored by the hosts of spirits, corpses through Gandhavas, Yakshas, homage with their tre and pe sounds, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right in, blazing in a raging fireblaze, homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies, homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three jewel mudra, light ray masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, Murpho laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's days. Homage, she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her humsa, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze like eon-ending fire abide, rise up, let that joy surround you, troops of enemies destroy. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace, nirvana. She endowed with om and soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes whom in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to her with seed letter, of the shape of syllable, whom by fitzapping shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hermic moon of Deva Lake form, with wise spoken Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poison. Homage, she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor. Armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels their dreams and conflicts. Homage, she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaishara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage, full of liberating power by the set of three natures, to sources of spirit yakshas and race corpus supreme ture. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. Now, the Guru Yoga, Lam Tsokhapa Guru Yoga, is on page 7 of the booklet, in case you didn't know that. So what I'd like to do now is to lead a meditation on the 9 similes. And this meditation was written by Lama Zopa Rinpoche. So if you've never meditated before, what you do is you just try to keep your back straight and also your body sort of straight and balanced, not far to the left, to the right, or slumped over, you know, sort of straight. So this is on the nine similes from the Diamond Cutter Sutra. So, see conditions, things as such. A star, a visual aberration, a flame of a lamp, an illusion, a drop of dew, or a bubble, a dream, a flash of lightning, and a cloud. Like a star, karma in Tibetan. So we look at all causative phenomena, the eye, the aggregates, material possessions, family members, the objects of attachment, anger, and ignorance, as being like stars in the daytime. We believe these things to really exist, but for an omniscient Buddha or Arya beings, they do not see them like that at all. Just as during the daytime you don't see stars, those realized beings do not see phenomena appearing as truly existent. So this is the way to meditate on this. First, look at your hallucination, the way things appear. Allow them to appear as concrete, real, and existing from their own side, not merely imputed by the mind. Imagine them to appear to you just like a star at dawn. Then think of how the Arya beings see them, as totally empty. Just as when the sun rises in the sky and the appearance of the star disappears, when realized beings look at what we believe truly existent phenomena, their wisdom dispels that appearance completely. Like a visual aberration or an defective view, rabrib in Tibetan. Now meditate on the view of the hallucinated mind, the view that things truly exist. Reflect on how you relate to the eye, your aggregates, material possessions, family, friends, again. How they appear to be coming from the side of the object, rather than from the mind projecting them. Just as when you put eye drops in your eyes, you see things in a distorted way. Our ignorance is distorting our view of reality. We see things that are not there at all, and we believe it. Reflect on the fact that how phenomena appear to you as truly existent is a defective view. Try to feel this from the depths of your heart. I am wrong about how things appear. With that understanding, what comes in your heart is that all this truly existent view, the way things appear to you as truly existent, is defective. Things are not truly existent, but totally empty. Like a butter lamp, marme in Tibetan. Again, meditate that all things in life arise by depending on many causes and conditions. Just like a butter lamp depends on the container, the wick, the oil, a spark, and a person who makes it and lights it. Because of depending on many causes and conditions, things are not permanent. So we're on page 7 in the booklet. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas' joyful realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, omniscient Losangdrapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense lights, scented water, and so forth. Actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the 8 worldly concerns. In the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billow clouds of compassion, wisdom, and the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings or the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losangdrapa to shine forever. Now, if you please turn to page 13 in the booklet. So let's recite 20 of the prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa, and then we'll chant the 21st one together. Me met with te chen chen resi tu me ken te wan po chan pe ya kan chen ke pe tu Gen Song Kappa Lo San Da Pe Shab La So Wa De. Now if you please turn to page 21, let's read the second stanza of the dedication. Page 21. In all my life, through the victorious one, Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as a Mahayana guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious one. And now if you'll take the, get the prayer book out and turn to the first, the back of the first base sheet. And we'll chant the short mandal offering before the teaching and then the prayer right below that. Saji perki chushin metok tamri ravlinji nite gen pari Sangye Jindu Mite Uwa Yidro Kunam Dag Jing La Chepa Sho Jetsu Lama Dampa Kenam Kichu Kukala Kense Chujin Tri Tsampe Duje Zima Lazab Kecheki Charpa Wab Tuso Hidam Guru Ratamandalakam Niryatayami Tridanto Kichonam La Janchu Bardu Dani Kapsuchi Dagi Chunyangi Pesernam Gidola Pensir Sangye Duparsho Chudanto kichonam la jamchu bardu dani kapsuchi dagi chun yengi petsunam gi dola pencher sangye du parsho. Chudanto kichonam la jamchu bardu dani kapsuchi dagi chun yengi petsunam gi dola pencher sangye du parsho.
Dharma Kata Sutra, oh, thank you. Dharma Kata Sutra. So when you see, you know, like traditionally, probably particularly in the monastery, when you see, you know, the person who is giving teachings do three prostrations, so the reason for that is not to be proud or arrogant, pride, you know, sitting on a high throne, or I'm the one, you know, not like that kind of attitude. So you need to clear your mind. So that's why this, the prostrations, you know, before the teachings, you know, in front of the throne, that you need to think in your mind, you know, like, there's nothing, no reason to be proud, you know, you could die tomorrow, you know, so you have no clue. So, and the mind needs to be clear, you know, mind needs to be pure. So then in that, so there, you know, when you do three prostrations, you are like bowing down in front of the Buddha, trying to remind yourself, you know, remind yourself the purpose of spiritual practice, you know, to subdue our mind. So then, you know, so I'm not really following the traditional quite well, so not good, but, you know, when you're walking up, you know, you are supposed to say this stanza, then you snap your finger, then you didn't think about impermanence, you know. Oh, right now it seems like this is so important, this is very important, this is very important, oh, this is all of that, you know. It could like bust like bubble, you know, so like it's like bubble, you know, so it's right there, you know, it's gone, it's like a drop of dew, you know, so means, you know, it's like should not take them very seriously, you know, everything is like fragile, you know, you must remember, decision, you know, it's like star. No, it's like star. Sometimes you see at night, but during the daytime you don't see them. Even though they are there, you don't see them. But only in time you see, it's like, you know, the darkness. When you become dark, then you see the star. It's like, you know, it's like bubble. It's like, you know, drop of dew. It's like, you know, mirage. It's like illusion. It's like dream. You know, it's not just, you know, everything's like that, and that. Bottom line, it kind of supposed to remind you, you know, the importance of, you know, impermanent. Everything change, everything disintegrate, you know, moment by moment, every moment, everything changing, constantly changing. You know, should not hold very tightly. It's changing. If you really want to hold on certain things, but it's very, very important to have understanding of, you know, its nature, you know, it's like impermanent change, okay? So now, to summarize, when we say star, so there's stanza, so most of you probably know, that's one stanza. When you say star, so what we supposed to think, you know, this is supposed to guide us through many examples to guide us into meditation of emptiness, impermanent, you know. So karma, when you say star, the stanza begins with star, karma ravri, then visual aberrations. When you say word star, you could, you know, think about, you know, the emptiness, then you know, this is like symbolized true truth, you know, conventional truth, ultimate truth. Conventional truth is what we see, you know, everything, you know, this is all conventional truth. But every object has true truth. You know, every object has true truth. Conventional truth, ultimate truth. You know, conventional truth that we see. Then not seeing ultimate truth, then we end up projecting so many things on object, you know, superimposing, so many, you know, projections. So then based on the projection, then so much story has been created, you know, so then that's how things become complicated. As I mentioned before, the babies, they see things. Nodi binje no da like mute person. How you say mute? That person has a dream, but that person cannot talk about dream. No, it's like that. No, everything. The babies. No, no, they see things, but they see as it is. They don't label. They don't create stories. But doesn't mean they don't see. They do see, but they don't create stories. That's exactly what happened when you see ultimate truth. You see them, but you don't create stories. You know, you don't project. You don't superimpose. There's nothing to be projected because it is illusion. It is like, you know, it is like illusions. You know, it's like dream. You know, so there's nothing to, you know, do. So like that. Okay, like the babies. You know, you see, I see, baby sees, but different, big difference between us and the. The babies, you know, they don't label, they don't project. We project. We do not just project. We superimpose, we project, not just, you know, small things. We project. So then the base, or then create story, then become very, very complicated. Very, very complicated. So now when you say a word star, so trying to summarize, then with the little review, then I will finish the rest. So then when you see star, then you can think about true truth, true star. Star during the daytime, that symbolizes ultimate truth. So this is like review meditation that led by Rinpoche at the retreat, every session, you know, it's important. So during the day, the star during the daytime, you know, that symbolizes ultimate truth. So when you look at, you know, you don't see them, you don't see what you see is clear sky. What you see is clear sky that symbolizes, you know, ultimate truth. So in the night, you know, then you see the star, you know, so that so there's no conventional truth, okay. So then visual operations, they symbolize empty, emptiness. So what happens, someone who has some kind of disease in their eyes, no? So they keep seeing, even though they don't have hair, but they keep seeing hairs falling down. But actually there's no hair, no? But it's very vivid, no? The very hair that you are seeing, if that hair exists, that everybody should see. But people see you as a bolt. So if I start seeing my hair falling down, so this, I'm the only one who's seeing it, but I don't have hair, that, you know, not falling down, not the disease, like, you know, when people go like this, what do you call? Flip their hair. If you see I'm flipping my hair, so then I'm hallucinated. Because I don't have hair. That's called visual aberration, called rabri. So as I mentioned before, one of my teachers who now already passed away, so one of his nephew came from Tibet, used to probably have no hair. So when he came to Tibet, when he came to India, so he was probably like like late 20, young man, you know. So then he shaved his hair. So then, you know, like time and time again, when he talked, we are sitting around my teacher, and of course he's his uncle, you know, so then he's like going like this. Makes my teacher really angry. So he has no hair, but no habit, you know. That's like, I'm not sure what is that called. That's not visual aberrations, but that's something, hand aberration or maybe something. So that's like, you know, what you are seeing, is caused by some disease. In a way, all this anger, jealousy, attachment, pride, all this negative mind is disease. You know, ignorance is also disease, no? A disease that never been cured. You know, self-cherishing thought, you know, that's like chronic disease, never been cured. So then, because of this disease, then we see things that doesn't exist the way exactly we projected. It doesn't exist as important as we project. You know, so we project it is so important, it's so important, we just project it, but it's not that important, you know. Could be your idea, could be your own theory, you know, could be your opinions, you know, like it's like, oh, this is, you know, something in heaven or solid or something like that, you know. So that's because of you know, this kind of like disease, you know, disease that we have unfortunately never been cured, you know. So that symbolizes is actually, generally speaking, it's empty. But for you, it exists very vividly, but actually it is empty. Then why I'm seeing this so vividly? Because there's some sudden disease, you know. So that symbolizes, you know, the visual aberration symbolizes emptiness. So now the visible appearances, you know, means conventional truth, okay? Visible appearance means conventional truth, nothing different than that, no? Conventional truth. So, so that's what we're supposed to think according to the text, you know. So when you say what they say in Butter Lamb?
Or Flame of the Lamb.
Yeah, Flame of the Lamb. So then you pause there, so then you think about, you know, conventional truth, okay? After the visible appearances, what is that? There's no conventional truth. It is vivid as we think, but it's not like that. It's not like that. The dream that we see, if you're not aware that you're dreaming, if you don't recognize your dream, if you don't know that you're dreaming, that all the dream is feel like really true. That's not true. It's not true. You know, seeing the elephant in your room, generally speaking, that I don't think the room can hold elephant, but you are seeing the elephant. But once you recognize that you are dreaming, so then, you know, it is just dream. So all the conventional truth, all the conventional, does not mean they don't exist, but they do exist, but they don't exist as exactly as we see through our perceptions, because our perception is like our perceptions, why we project, you know, why we have these perceptions, because this perception is 99% is caused by disease, you know, such as ignorance. That's why you don't see ultimate truth. So now the illusions, Juma. So the magicians, you know, magicians, they use piece of wood called divu, divushing. Divushing means, you know, divu means like something small, shing, that's a wood. Piece of wood, you know, they use, you know, they just create like pig or dog or like cat or maybe person or maybe man or woman, children, whatever they want to create, they just created from piece of wood. So people who come to see the magic, what they see cute little, you know, like something could be cat, let's say, you know. So then in the audience there are so many different opinions about that object. Actually, that's just a piece of wood. Nobody sees it's a piece of wood. But magician see, you see, someone who created that see, the big differences. But you believe what you see, the magician doesn't believe what he sees or she sees. Because for them it's just a piece of wood. For you it's like real something, you know, something. Could be person, could be woman, could be man, you know. So there's so many projections, you know. See, like, But that does not mean each time when we see things, not every moment we project, you know. So sometimes we see object without projections. Sometimes we see object as it is, like baby, you know. Sometimes, not every single moment when we see something, we project, but most of the time, we project, we have opinions, you know, opinions about that. So then, you know, so the illusions, you know. So the way I, you know, like, why you think so seriously, why you take very serious, it is illusion. It's illusion. So it's illusion. So does not mean it doesn't exist, but it exists, but it doesn't exist exact the way you project it. It doesn't exist the way it doesn't exist exact the way you project it. But it exists. It exists because it doesn't exist the way you project it. Because of that it exists. Make sense? Yeah. It exists because it's empty. Now Yoda says, it doesn't exist inherently. It doesn't exist inherently means it doesn't exist. Make sense? It doesn't exist inherently. What it means? It means it doesn't exist exactly the way you project it, and the way it doesn't exist exactly the way we perceive, way we perceive. Not saying every single moment, it needs to be clarified. Not every single moment. Sometimes we do see without projection, without opinion. You know, you see things without opinion, like baby. You know, you see things. You know, but 99%. You know. Thing doesn't, because this prayer will appear because of that, it doesn't exist the way you project it, because it appears. Because it's not exactly the way you projected. Because of that, it is not totally empty. But it is something's there. So I'm not sure how to say. If I even don't know what I'm saying. I do also get confused. Trying to use part of the three principle action of the path. The emptiness part, trying to use that, but you know, and then in the end, I don't know what I'm talking about. Something like this, or something like that. During the 60s, hippies, they see things like that, not because of the knowledge of emptiness, but because of drugs. So I think, when people tell you, I never had drugs. So I'm not sure, the way people describe, so then when they take this substance, so they just keep looking one piece of leaf long time, hours, and there's nothing to do, just piece of leaf. And then, so I'm not sure, probably they are seeing things are elude. It's like, this is not that important, it's just, we just made it up, it's not important. So it can be done through meditation of emptiness. You know, it's much more healthier than, you know, like, I think the dogs. So, Juma, so now the drop of dew. Yeah, so, is there because the cause and condition is there, but when it corresponds with the sunlight, and it just disappears. It's like everything's as fragile as that. Everything's fragile. It's not like solid as we think, but it's like fragile as that. No, so that somehow that perception or that knowledge or that understanding helps you to shape your life. If you able to see that, you know, like if you able to see like that every existing phenomena, if you can see like that, so much, you know, like problems that created by, you know, so by mind will disappear. So that's why emptiness is so powerful. You know, it cuts the root of the samsara. It cuts the root of the sufferings. It's not just, you know, cutting some branch here, some leaf there. It's not like it just cuts the root of the, you know, root of the problems. You know, root of the problems. So then bubble. So it appears, you know, it kind of bubbles, comes out of water, but when it comes out of water, it's not different than water. It comes out of water. When it bursts, it's like not different than water. But, you know, so then you probably created so many things there, but it doesn't look like water, but actually it is coming out of the water, but when it bursts, it just, you know, So then we stopped the dream. So I didn't explain dream last Sunday, last Wednesday, today. Also now, so that's where we stopped. So now, you know, that's just, you know, trying to summarize, you know, when you say this word, you know, then you say, like, instead of just saying star, you say star, then it gives you more time to reflect on the word. Also, then they become meditation. You know, that's why Rinpoche is, you know, chanting very slowly. You know, so then saying the general word from the mouth, simultaneously reflecting on the meaning of the word. So then that becomes meditation. So that's how the stanza from the Dhammakaya Sutra will guide you into the meditation of emptiness. So if you are, you know, probably most of you know, like particularly quantum physics science, you know, they're probably very much similar to the emptiness theory, the way they analyze the problems, you know. So their conclusions, you know, seems like falling into nihilism. But, you know, so and when they could not find anything, then emptiness theory began from there. Oh, no, there's something exists that you are wrong. You know, so you should not think that nothing exists. That's called nihilism. So then from there, Nagarjuna theory of emptiness began. Oh, so it begins, okay, no, so... So now you are just, you know, like, that's called two extreme view. One is like super projected, you know, like, as I mentioned before, the arrow, over in India, Nepal, the way they make arrow, here arrow is very fancy, you know, So they're like a piece of bamboo. So what you put, you know, a feather. So the feather is not there, you just put it on, it's not there. So that's like, we just put it on, then we just projected something, it's not there, actually it's not there, it's not part of that, you just ate it up. Then you believe, oh, this is part of that, you know, so then that's called, you know, projection, called dodo, that's another extreme view. You know, projecting something is not there, but you ate it on. So then hallucinated by that. So then you know, that's called one extreme view. Another extreme view is like, oh, that thing doesn't exist. That's called nihilism. So now, if you're not careful, when you analyze objects, so you may end up, your conclusion may end up, oh, nothing exists. But then from there, Nagarjuna, theory of emptiness began. You know, Nagarjuna theory began from there. No, no, no. Something exists. No, it's not like nothing exists. Oh. Yeah, so so then I will read continuously to finish this today, okay? But there, between there are some commentaries, so I'm probably not going to read this now. So, because now it's like a little bit more complete, this like going into the debating part of the emptiness. Probably I'm worried that this is going to spin our hand clockwise, counterclockwise, up, down. Tene tajir le koe zawa tado denzi ji. So this is also good to mention that in Buddhism, you know, the scientists may have different ideas, you know, what is the root of the problems, what is the root of problems. Not just environment, climate change, the root of the all the problems, not just climate change and like environment problems, root of every single problem in the universe that we experience, what is the root cause of that? So I'm not sure what scientists will say, but in the root cause of that, from in Buddhism, if you ask question, what is the root cause of that? So no, in my world, you know, what is the root, you know, cause of all these problems? So then, Shiva Tanju Yeba Jesi Tony Gumzungi Tanju Ludi Koyatawa. Koyatawa, root of the korwa, you know, cyclic existence. Be born, then you know, like grow up, you know, so then go through all of this, all kind of things. People, all kinds of things, you know, go, then get old, you know, then die, then again, you know, reborn, then goes again and again, then goes round and round. What is the root cause of that? Why people are going, why this called cycle of, you know, death, birth, and traveling, so it goes round and round and round. Why was that? No, why doesn't it end? So the root of the Koyatawa, third root of the samsara, ultimate cause, or you can say ultimate cause, or you could say root of the cause of, you know, samsara, is called denji. Denji means, but this is, you know, not able to identify self properly. Not able to identify self. Or some people say, oh, aggregate, oh, this is not self. This is not really self. You know, some people say, okay, the mind, but it's not, you know, like the self. How you define self, you know? As Rinpoche said at the retreat, so much, you know, people do all kinds of things, you know. We all do all kinds of things. You know, so... But if you look at it from the emptiness point of view, at the end, so much that we are doing, but that self doesn't exist at all. That's what Rinpoche said. No? So it's very, very important, you know, to meditate. If you have interest in like this emptiness theory, what is this emptiness theory about? How this, you know, knowledge will cut the root of the samsara, you know, how? But in order to know that, first you have to understand emptiness. So, then emptiness, you know, meditation on emptiness must begin with the self. You know, it's like analyzing the self, analyzing self, okay? Analyzing self, how self exists. So, so that's all I'm going to say. So, you know, it's complicated. So, so then I'll skip rest. So now the dream part. I may come back on that. So first, let me finish this. Tambo ta melam jipe chumari di juba je melam mikbe yuta thone ni je. So now this person is quoting the text. There's like detailed explanation about how to do meditation on emptiness, composed by Pandem Dawatrava, Chandakriti, the of course the Majjhimanga Avatar text, in that text, so probably chapter number six. But that text is chapter number six, that's the where the emptiness teaching begins. Milam je pechen de jubar je milam mi bi yuta ton ni shiye so was se so tar je milam to mi bi ngubo chen ba de sha to chi ang se ti je milam je ngubo ti me ba ngos de to ga shin when you dream about something, when you dream there is great there is, you know, like all kinds of things, you know, some people get angry, some people get very fearful, some people get very afraid, some people get so much attachment, you know, that depend on what dream that you are having, but in the dream state, you know, in the dream state, that's very solid. As it's not like dream, it's like happening in real life. So then, based on that, so many all kinds of emotions will arise based on that. In the end, that's just dream. There's nothing. It's just something that you are seeing, but it's not exactly the way you feel, but you know, it's like a dream, okay? Milam to me move the temple deja so chia. This is melam to move the mango situations. In the reality that it doesn't exist. Then what happened, all these emotional things that arise, but that's all hallucinations, you know, hallucinated by object in the dream, hallucinated, could not distinguish it's real or it's like it's a dream, could not distinguish, you know? Debe lendeji, debe leji debu nyungdu yo jans. Leti ngonji chumigyo so so. Debe leji debu nyungdu yo jans. Ti leti ngonji chumigyo so so. Dene, tashi rabji dumba yang che. Mi lam chi jin juma chi. Ti se chongje chi jin do. Ti jin jeda, ti jin dune jiba sung. She pe sum sumbe. Mi lam chi pe. Deba chumba. Shira dume. She vang diran da hos. So this, dream here symbolize past experience. Dream symbolize past experience. You know, so you have to relate to individually, need to relate to individually, because you are the one who's meditating on emptiness. It's not like someone else passed. You are past. It's like a dream. So probably need to probably clarify this a little bit, okay? Debe leji debo nyong do yojan, leji ngonji tumbi gyosos. Even when you are dreaming, even though that is in reality is not real, but so many emotions arise, you know. You're chasing by elephant, you run, and the end, at some point, you could not run anymore because your hand get locked, you couldn't run. So this is all happening, but it's not elephant that's chasing you is not real. But all this emotion we go through, you know. So, but even the elephant doesn't exist in reality, it doesn't exist, but you go through that. Similarly, so that was in order to have clear, if you don't have understanding of emptiness, but then, you know, our understanding of karma doesn't go deep. Okay, so if you don't have good understanding of emptiness, then our understanding of karma doesn't go deep. It doesn't say here, but some other time, it doesn't go very deep. So that's what happened. So now, experiencing something now, something, you know, the beautiful of karma teaching is, you know, you end up blaming other less. You know, whatever happening, because every situation just look the two different ways to look at. You know, one you could blame, but it will never end. But one you look at through the karma point of view. You know, like, or maybe everything depends on cause and condition. There's nothing just exists. You know, so maybe somebody could become conditioned, but the cause is all there. You know, looking at that. But the cause, elephant in the dream is not real, but so much emotion arises because of that. That's like experiencing difficulties, something that doesn't exist. In reality, it doesn't exist the way you think. Similarly, so much experience here, it doesn't exist the way exactly we think. It's about karma. Make sense? Probably not make any sense. So that's good as I can say. Make sense? Yeah. So this, if it's making sense, that's good. Let's go on. So then present. Now past is like dream, symbolized past. Now present, it's like what is called lightning.
Oh.
In the stanza.
Flash of lightning, a cloud.
No, log. That's probably in Tibetan called log, but it's the lightning. Okay, log. So that symbolizes present moment. Okay. So lightning, you cannot say, oh, it began from here, and that's how long you can still, it's like, no, that's not how you say, it happened so fast. Like, where it began, how long it stayed, when it will end, that's, you can't really, because it's so quick, you can't, I say, it began from here, from east, then stay in the west, then it disappear in the north. It's not like that. When lightning happened, it's happening so fast, you know. It's like, you know, like that, you know, it just happened, you know, then you can't really say, you know, like, because Toma didn't, Toma means beginning, or it begin, where it begin, you can't really say, just appear like that, then it's like the moment it happened, after the next moment it's gone. That's like impermanent. That's why you're supposed to think when you're walking up to the throne, that's why you think you can't be proud, pride, or you can't think, oh, I'm the only one, you know, I have all this knowledge. But it's like lightning, you know. So this the lightning symbolizes, you know, the present. What is not here, but other text, what it says, Navasinji, all the clear lake is like mind. Then the moon reflects. When you look, it looks like moon, but it's not moon. It's just reflection of the moon. Everything else, everything that we see is like reflection. Or you can say also it's like a reflection of the mind, or you can say Nava Simkinaji, or nature of mind. Sim, the mind, the very mind is empty. It's empty. You know, it's not like solid as you know you think, you know, like it's important as you think. Nava Sim Simtombelanji. Nava Simkinaji Simtombelanji. So everything here says you know, it just everything, you know, all the present things that give you pain or suffering or relationship problems, probably the work, you know, all of that is like present moment. Ngubo means you know functioning things. You know, functioning things. Simji nangcha means same mind, nangcha means just it's just this is just it's just you know, it just appears to your mind. It just appears to your mind. So, it just appears to your mind, but you can't really say where it begins, how long it's going to stay, and when it's going to disappear. You even though you think you can explain like that, reality you cannot explain like that. No. When it begins, where it begins, and how long it's going to stay, and when it's going to disappear, you have some ideas, but the reality is, you know, kind of clueless. Sorry to say, but reality is clueless. You know. Same thing, not just on the charge list, object. Actions between object and you, and you yourself, you yourself, no, charge it lesson. The nature, cause, result. When you analyze, this is called prayer will. If you analyze, that's in, it has shape, it has color, you know, but you know, it has a lot of atoms. When you analyze, you know, what is prayer will? Not saying where is prayer will. Oh, prayer is on the table. That's wrong questions. What is prayer will? You go through the, is this prayer will? Or this cause and this cause, something top. Then when you analyze, it doesn't, but then that you cannot find. If you analyze, body, or that's not me, then you know, like, got it. So now there's a lot of, you know, like, how you say, logic to prove. So then how is about emotional, you know, like, feeling. If there's me, part of this, then there's so many feeling, so there will be so many self. So then it's become more complicated, because it's hard enough to take care of oneself. So now you have all these self. That's not quite a good idea. Talk about aggregate, there's five of them, then you know, you end up taking care of five self, then rather than one self. So, analyze. When you analyze, not just self, everything, when you analyze, so that's why, you know, I think the scientists, they say, okay, now prayer doesn't exist. But it does exist because you cannot find. That's how it exists. Because it exists because you cannot find. You know, because you going beyond conventional reality, you're going beyond there. So what you are not finding is conventional truth. Not the one that exists, the one that doesn't exist, that is imposed by your mind. projected by your mind. But that's not finding. That's no matter how you analyze, not going to find. You know, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. So then we are not going to find exactly the way we think when you analyze. That clearly prove that's why it exists. It exists. So that's not just everything. Okay. Then you feel like, oh, now I lose as the object. But actually, you don't lose object. The object that you are losing is like, you know, what you are finding. You are finding is what you are finding is like mere prayer will, mere self. Before it's solid, inherent, absolute. But that's, you know, that's what you're losing is that you are losing that. So then. People do get very afraid. So in Tibet, you know, so say people, they put some needle here, needle. Not purposely, but sometimes people, I'm not sure they keep needle. So when you're waiting on emptiness, then yeah, you do feel like that, oh, now nothing exists, you know. So now all of a sudden you grab there, you know, so then the pinch you, or say then it hurts, or something exists, you know. Because it hurts, you know, it's not as you think, nothing exists. Somebody's hurting. So then it's bring back to the conventional truth. Then you have to have true truth, otherwise, you know, you can't fly. Or it's like two wings. So, you know, people do get scared when you then meditate, you know, so now, and so they think, oh, I don't exist, you know. So, this is it. So then if somebody already have karmic seed in their consciousness caring from previous life about emptiness, when you hear about emptiness and people have goosebumps, tears, all of that, you know, clearly shows there's, you know, some kind of, you know, the karmic connection with this teaching of emptiness. You know? So then those people who then when they meditate on emptiness, so they are more likely they are not going to face the fear. You know? So then people would never had, you know, like connection and this teaching, so then the new, so they feel, you know, some kind of fear. Then mipam is object. So now you kind of lose because there's so much projected. So now you are not finding that. When you analyze, you are not finding that, you know. When you analyze, you are not finding that, then, you know, that's why you get fear, or rather than the minimal. Then it becomes like lightning. Right now it just appears as solid as, when I think about that, when I analyze, it just disappears. Like lightning. It just appears right now, now it's gone. Like lightning, no. So that's why, you know, this is like all the present objects like that. You know, when if you don't analyze, it looks like solid. When you start to analyze, so then it kind of like it just disappears, like, you know, lightning. So then you ask, oh, what have you just happened? Now it's just gone. No, so then like no understanding how it began. No. How long is there, you know, when it disappears, you know. So it's not like completely disappearing, but it looks like lightning. Okay? Maybe it's like it disappears like lightning. That's why all this present, past is like dream, present is like lightning, you know, lightning, okay? So then future is like cloud, okay. Namga tongsam tamla chal baba so the nuba mejans. Thirteen so well chal baba tangje. Actually, the empty sky itself, doesn't have, how you say, power to produce rain. Empty sky, no. Namga tongsam tamla chal baba so the nuba mejans. It doesn't have power to create rain. Empty sky doesn't have power to create rain. But when the cloud get together in the empty sky, then the rain comes. Then all kind of things grows, you know, all kind of flower, vegetable, all kind of things grows. Devu Jumal Jindu Vashin Simji Raji Vesavatya. Simji Vesavatya. Nature of mind is clear. What we call Buddha nature, whatever you call, no, nature of mind is clear. It's like diamond itself, very precious, very, you know, valuable, precious stone, but it's covered with piece of cloth. You can see piece of cloth, no, but inside it's diamond, but no, how can you tell if there's diamond or it's just a piece of rock? But it's inside the diamond, but covered by cloth. Similarly, now this nature, this pure nature of mind, you know, there's like covered by all this, you know, different disease. Disease of anger, jealousy, pride, hatred, and all kind of, you know, negative mind, unfortunately. You know. Simjinaji vesavatya lenye tang nengi lenji paja su tuma tsokpalli mawambala namin jibu nasubarun junlasa. Teya tope tabasa minji, teya tope tabasa minji. So then, because of like cloud, like, you know, the clear sky, empty sky is like nature of mind, is like pure, but it doesn't, clear sky doesn't create rain. But when the cloud gets together, then it creates rain, then so many things grow. Similarly, pure mind, nature of mind doesn't create all the problems. The problems in nature of mind is, so then on that, it's like sky, that's like pure mind, is like clear sky. Then cloud get together, then like, you know, all this, you know, judgmental mind, all the negative mind get together, then all the, you know, fighting, cheating, lying, then all this, you know, not lying yourself, you know, like then all kind, then all kind of, you know, things that, you know, like grow, like, you know, like it's not just flower, it just grow like it just grow rose, then it's beautiful things, you know, just grow rose out of rain. That's not reality, that's not true, you know, all kind of things grows, you know. So when you see the weed grows in your garden, you know, because you can't tell the rain, okay, don't grow wheat, just grow rose, but it's not going to happen. That's like telling that you are negative mind, you know, just make create good things, not negative things, but it's not. But when it's rain, it's all kind of things. It all kinds of things grow because there's like under the ground there's how do you call seed, whatever you call, it's all there, even though you don't see them, you know. So you have no idea, but you can probably analyze, but some of the seed, how long it's been there, you know, so you don't see where the wheat seeds are, you don't see them. But when it rains, one grow here, one grow there, one grow there, you cut it from here, tomorrow something grow from there, wheat, more wheat, you grow there, then all of a sudden you grow right next to one, you pick it up, it even grow bigger. So, clear sky is like mind. Mind itself doesn't create, you know, all this, you know, problems. Then, like cloud, like, you know, afflicted mind, then get together. So then that's why, you know, then the rain start, you know, come down, and then from begin, okay. Pajar tuma tuma the mama nami jibu naso ba junglas. Teya tope tapa sa minji mama be ngubo teda tuenda matu no. Teya tope tapa sa minji. So, this is a bit difficult, but you know, even then, all these problems, but in the end, these are all level. This is all level. Sounds a little bit better, but when you say it's like merely level, it's much more difficult. Merely level. I'm even not close to see emptiness at all. So don't think that I always saw emptiness. just like totally, then you are hallucinated again. Another illusion has been added on your mind. So, yeah, I do think about emptiness, but you know, I'm not nearly close to see emptiness, no? So once you see emptiness, it's just merely level. It's just merely imputed by mind. It's not the mind. It's just merely imputed by mind. Whether it's by happiness or suffering, it's not. You people don't check this very seriously. It's just, you know, and what that person sees. Yeah, of course, when that person is in deep meditative equipoise, that person don't see any conventional truth at all. They don't correspond with any conventional reality. What they are seeing is just emptiness. That's what they are meditating on, emptiness. Nyamsha namgatavit oni. Nyamsha is meditative equipoise. Then what you see is emptiness like sky. It's like laying down on the field, the clear day. What you are seeing is just seeing clear sky. There's nothing there. You're just seeing something, but then probably seeing nothing. Seeing something, then seeing nothing at the same time. And then when you are in a meditative equipoise, what you are seeing nyamsha. That nyamsha means meditative equipoise. Namka, sky, tombani, emptiness. That's what you're seeing. You're seeing emptiness like clear sky. That's all you are seeing, nothing else. So then when you come out of that, jetob juma tabi tombani, jetob juma. So then eating something, drinking something, going to bathroom, whatever you do, reading books, you know, so when you come out of that. So, whole perception change. You know, everything that you see is like illusions, like dream. It's not real as you used to think before. It's not serious as you think checked before. It's like, for you it's like illusion, it's like dream, you know. But you see something, could be magicians like delusion, just created that. You know, you just see, but you don't believe in that. In the end, it's just a piece of wood. But it appears as a prayer, it appears as something beautiful, but in the end, it's just a piece of wood. So then, you see, of course you see, because you have eye, you know, you see, but you don't believe in what you see. Like magicians, you know, sees rabbit like running around, but you truly believe that rabbit is running around, but magician is just see rabbit running around, but it's, for him is like a piece of wood, but for you is what you see and what you believe in. So there's a big difference, huh? So now you see things like, you know, magicians like jetob juma means illusion, you have this very very strong mindfulness or concentration that you develop that allows you to see everything like illusions, everything like that, you know, this is like imputed by mind. So now this is a little bit, second part is a little bit complicated. So no need to get in there, so that's a little bit complicated. Junde Tanya Bala Pinsu Cheba Miguja Twentama Junior Charity with Dinji Devu Momba Cheba Sumi Di Mombu with the Nam She Dosi Doi Chiki Chiki Tunse Towadini Ha Jasa. So there's a person who wrote these commentaries. So now, so dream symbolizes past, milam lok, lightning symbolizes present, thin cloud symbolizes future. So when you say this word, you know, slowly, so then you think about those things. So that completes now this fourth stanza. This is like, today is like third class. Yeah, so good thing is something is finished. There's something never finished. I'm also glad that I finished, you know. So, yeah. What?
You said there was like four characteristics.
I think it was renunciation.
Four characteristics of.
Yeah, yeah. So that's good. That's good. So let's go 1 second. Rajing, it's nature. The characteristics of nature. Characteristics of nature. Okay. Then you could say Ronyang. Characteristic of experience, then characteristic of false. Yeah, false. It's a false. Then characteristic of nearby characteristic of renunciations. Because of renunciation. So then, maybe I'll try to probably translate this with somebody here, maybe the Chukila, or say, let me see. Translate, this is only like four page long. Only the explanation of the stanza, not the debate part, then I think it's too complicated. So, then this important thing is that this is coming from Diamond Kata Sutra. So the monastery, you know, everybody say this word, Kamarajiva, the Jumasa, which is the man of the Chunam, then they snap their finger. Then supposed to think, you know. So now, sometimes if you are not careful, then it becomes part of traditions. So then it's not good, you know. So it's more than traditions. So then you really need to think about it, you know. Dijay Chunam, Tedartas, you know. Kamarama, then need to help you to see everything like that, you know, everything like that. You know? So, so then next Wednesday, so this is now complete the review that, you know, our, you know, teacher Rinpoche led this meditation, so I thought it's very important, it's kind of fresh, so I should, you know, review them. So then next, probably Wednesday, but Lamim is going to be interested a little bit, but you know, I think it's be important to review some of what Rinpoche said, you know. So the second one is like mantra of, you know, offerings, multiplying offerings. And Rinpoche, so easy to learn, not that difficult, you know, so easy to learn, but so much merit you can create, you know. So that's the cause of happiness. So then it's like making, practically giving one piece of bread, but generally speaking, you know, practically one piece of bread, but mentally it's like not just one piece, it's like millions of pieces, you know. It's a beautiful idea, you know, so you offer one flower, in the mind you're thinking, you know, it's mentally it's like just it's more than one. No, it's just more than one. So ways to, you know, create easy ways to create marriage. So then certain like probably this all going to be the same. Like blessing your speech. So people kind of I think enjoying hearing from Rinpoche. All the gossip become mantra. People say, oh, I heard, you know, all your gossip become mantra. He goes, oh, that's not a bad idea. So whether it really all the gossip become mantra or not, you know, so that's not that easy. But you know, especially when you read the commentaries, you know, so it requires something. But anyway, so if not every single gossip become mantra, but some of them, if there some of them become mantra, that's much better than nothing. So the dead one, then the blessing the feet in the morning, So that's one. No, if some of you are interested, no, if you do that, no, you get benefit. No, so then I think it's good. No, you are doing something, then you get benefit. That's very good. No, instead of you know, like hoping that somebody do something, then I will get benefit. That's not really practical. So anyway, so I thought, no, what do you think? Yeah, I think this is quite important. That's something you can do. You know, at least in the mind, you know, so when you do this in the early morning before you know, you get, you like talk to anybody, you know, so blessing your speech before you're coming out of your room, you know, blessing your feet, you know. So the idea is, you know, if anybody dies under your feet, they get high rebirth. So they just, idea, you know, it's kind of throughout the day, you know, so not every single moment you remember, but time and time you remember, oh, what I did in the morning, it feels good. So that's what's important. You know, we need to feel good. We need to feel good. Whatever ways we need, you can feel good. That's good. We need more of that. You know, feeling bad about yourself, that's no good. That's not good at all. No, that's not how you get enlightened. So if you really want to get enlightened, you have to feel good about it. You know. So mainly mentally, you need to feel good about it. You know. So then, if that certain practice that helps you to feel good about yourself, why not? We should do. So what are you going to lose? Nothing. We are not going to lose. If you start blessing your speech, you are not going to lose your speech. So that's why, you know, Rinpoche said speech become more powerful. It is, you know, has some weight. So when you do that, so you know, Rinpoche, since he was teenage, he never slept. He never laid down his bed. He's always, you know, sitting like this day and night. If he sleeps, probably he sleeps like this. In Vinayaka Sutra, there's practitioner, there's called Ne Tsubuwa. There's one practitioner called Ne Tsubuwa, means, you know, that person sits like this. There's like three levels, you know. The highest one, nothing to lean here, nothing to lean here, of course, nothing to lean here, nothing to lean here. That's the best one. Day and night, sit like this. The middle one probably, you know, probably can lean here. Then the last one probably lean here, probably can lean here, lean here, that last one. Even you know, it's not easy. So then I think Rinpoche put so much energy about, you know, like going around the stupa, building holy objects, reciting this mantra, that mantra, this name, that name, you know, and all, you know, like so then it's like, so then we should listen, you know. If Rinpoche said, if you bless your feet, what is Rinpoche going to get? Nothing. You know, if you bless your feet, or somebody going to give $1 million to Rinpoche. Okay, there's one person now blessing their feet. It's not that Rinpoche get nothing, you know. It's just Rinpoche just encouraging you to, you know, do something that feels, that makes you feel good. You know? So then next Wednesday's class probably like that. So then, start learning, okay? Yeah.
If you attended the retreat, bring along the morning meditation booklet that was handed out, and I'll have extra copies for anyone who wasn't at the retreat, so that we'll have copies of those mantras and some of the things that Rinpoche talked about.
Yeah.
So that'll be free to hand out next week.
So now, little bit worried. I'm a little bit worried about, you know, how to pronounce mantras. So, could and you know, certain things that become, you know, you say, you know, then you hear, then you learn from there. Then somebody says, nobody really analyzes, you know, how to pronounce, where to break, you know. When you see a person like Rinpoche, oh, maybe I'm not saying this mantra correctly, you know. So anyway, so kind of remember. So we'll see. So we'll see. So then Rinpoche says very, very important. Then when Rinpoche says mantra, Rinpoche says very quickly, so I can hardly hear. Then you wish, or you say it again, then we'll never say again. So anyway, so we'll try, okay. 我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那个人在那个我的那 Chanjo Jawan